Hi there, and welcome to the very first episode of Women's Wisdom Through the Ages. My name's Catherine Joy Ellis. I'm also known as Catherine J, and this is my new podcast. And this podcast is basically answering the big questions in life. And often I interview empowered women who usually it would be about showcasing the woman behind the business and or organization, and then posing questions to them about issues in our society and culture, so that we can gain an understanding of how different women of different ages think and, more importantly, can propose diverse solutions. For those of you who don't know me, I'm the founder and chief imagineer of Imagineering to a Better World. That's like the word imagine plus the word engineering put together and the number two, a better world. And I'm also the author of the nonfiction book for older teens, younger adults and those in transition, called Prosper As Your Soul Prospers. And basically that's a holistic guide or a holistic approach to basic money management from a soul and spirit perspective. And also the newly published graphic novel, which is for mid to older teens and younger adults, called The Man Who Came Back. And for this very first interview, I'm with one of my closest friends, Paula K. Giffen, who is up. So I'm based in Sydney. And Paula, where are you? Tell us a bit about you.
Well, first of all, thank you, Catherine, for inviting me to be on this podcast. I'm at Mount Tambourine in Queensland, a beautiful part of Queensland, and I actually work in the aged care industry.
Wow, wow.
So that's I really love.
Awesome. And that's really important, because I'd like us to address, because at the moment we're actually during the time of COVID-19, so we're all in isolation. So I'm in my home office and you're in your beautiful little home up at Mount Tambourine. And one of the things that people have been talking about a lot is fear. And especially, so this new podcast is talking about women's wisdom through the ages. So I'm in my 50s and you're in your 60s. And so can you tell us what it's like, what is it like for people? So thinking about, because today's topic is about fear. How is it that, how do you see it in your day-to-day job up there in the aged care industry?
Well, we're a bit secluded up here on Mount Tambourine, but the way that it's playing out in the aged care sector is that visitors and family are not allowed to visit the elderly, which, you know, for obvious reasons of bringing in any viruses, and staff are very vigilant about what they, you know, their lives at home and where they go and all the rest of it. But mainly I see it in the shopping centres and in the, you know, when you're doing your grocery shopping, that sort of thing. People seem to be very, avoiding and.
Now, just coming back to what you were saying about people not being able to visit, I mean, that's huge. One of the things I do, apart from being a social entrepreneur with Imagineering to a Better World, I still teach. And I'm aware of people in every sphere that I've been around that haven't been able to see even their, especially parents, like elderly parents who are either in hospital or in aged care. And there's just been so much sadness and grief around that. And then I was aware of somebody the other day who died, who was, again, very close, not to me, but to my family, who passed away. And just, you know, not being able to have, you know, like a big funeral and celebrating somebody's life. So it's like it's an oppression, it's a depression. So so that's something that I wanted us to, you know, sort of touch on today, because a big part of what this podcast is about is proposing diverse solutions. And then the second thing you mentioned was the shopping centre. And and I know, just even from talking to people or comments on Facebook, for example, how people are saying that, you know, they're seeing a lot of not nice aspects to people in life, like maybe they're being really greedy or trying to grab all the toilet paper or, you know, the different things that has been happening. And then one day I was at the supermarket and a lady in the line said that even her car had been broken into and all her groceries stolen. But yeah, but what I've been trying to do, especially on one of my Facebook pages, as a coach and author, so just the, I think it's Catherine J. Ellis, coach and author Facebook page, and I can put a link in here. And that one is just trying to come up with positives every day. So what is a positive? So what are some positives that you're seeing that of how people have actually been able to overcome fear?
Well, that's interesting. I have seen and heard of people actually delivering groceries to the elderly.
Mm-hmm.
Overcoming fear. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen a lot of people walking around with masks and gloves on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
That, to me, is, I don't know, maybe that makes them feel more secure, more comfortable.
Yeah, and I think especially if people aren't well and you have to go out, like maybe to get food, you don't have someone to help you to bring you food, you know, that obviously is following the law, you know, like what's happening at the moment and what we're told, because we're told we're not allowed to go out if we're not well, but maybe, you know, someone doesn't have someone to, like other people to help. But just along the same sort of lines, I was thinking about it this morning, and it's like, okay, well, what is the fear? What are you scared of? So obviously for some people it's being scared of dying. You know, for other people it might be scared of getting the coronavirus. So first of all, I think it's important to identify what is the fear, and then to actually overcome in one way in the natural, just practical things of how you can overcome that. So obviously if you've got a fear of attracting the coronavirus, then, you know, making sure you're washing your hands, if you feel to, you know, wear your gloves or your, you know, your mask. But then also sometimes it could be a lie. So there's, you know, some people say fear is just false evidence appearing real. So just be aware, I suppose, of what is real and what is not real. And so if it is a lie that you're believing in your head, you know, like, so say as an example might be maybe through your family that people die young, and so you've got this thing in your head about maybe you're going to die young, as an example. And then you can say, okay, well, replacing the lie with the truth, so you could be speaking life over yourself. So that could be an example. What's another way that you can think of how, may either in the natural or maybe even in the spiritual, how can people overcome fear?
Trusting in the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Straight up, that comes to mind.
Okay, so what's a scripture with that? What's something that people could stand on that they could say every day?
Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will direct your path.
Awesome. So that's from Proverbs 3:5-6. Do you just want to say that again, Paula, and just a little bit slower, so if people want to write it down? Okay. Or...
Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path.
Wonderful. Thank you. And another one that I know that a lot of people have been using is the Lord did not give us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and sound mind. So, yeah, so it's almost like the opposite of fear. So, The fear that's is coming, right. is coming coming from the world or is coming from the enemy. Like,
that's right.
You know, so, I mean, this podcast is, you know, yes, it's for Christians, but it's also for anybody. So, you know, Christians will call Satan the enemy. So we believe that there is God and that there is Satan. And, you know, so fear, love, and sound mind. And sometimes that's actually the sound mind is said to be self-control. So it's like we can choose what goes into our head. For example, I saw something on Facebook the last couple of days that said if we just stop watching mainstream media, that 80% of the fear will just go away.
Exactly.
Because we're not feeding it all the time. So that might be an example.
That's so true.
Yeah. So and what I'm finding really beautiful, because friends on Facebook of mine, you know, they're all from different backgrounds. Some are Hindu, some are Muslim, some are all different backgrounds. A lot of atheists. So it's so I believe that God loves everybody. So just to put that straight up there, that this podcast is not about condemning anybody, but it's about coming together and women of all backgrounds. So thank you, Paula, for being our very first guest on here and talking about the big issues in life. And so hopefully, if you're listening, thank you so much for hanging around for the first episode. It's actually twice as long as what I had planned. We've just gone to 10 minutes. So thank you so much, Paula. And we wish everybody well. We just, so let's just, we speak thank love, you. Power and sound mind over every single person who's listening.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Catherine.
Okay. Thank you, Paula.
Bye.
Bye.